This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the Great Lakes, station KUWS. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. This is Jack McKenna speaking. It's Tuesday night, November 12th, 1940. We are under a storm warning, friends. Lou Martin is standing by with news bulletins from the Coast Guard as the Armistice Day storm of 1940 continues to take a tragic toll on Great Lakes shipping. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Carlson Motor Company, 1215 Belknap Street, Superior, where the 1941 DeSoto is now on sale. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The ore boat Devick is said to have been smashed in two on Lake Michigan near Ludington. It's feared that all 33 souls on board have perished. The Coast Guard reports that the bodies of a dozen sailors have been located in and near Ludington Harbor in Michigan. The Coast Guard Captain, A.E. Christofferson, says the steamer Devick was broken in two and sunk during a severe gale that swept across Lake Michigan. The William D. Devick is a 420-foot-long steamer owned by the Pickens Mather Company of Cleveland. The Devick's master is Captain C.W. Allen of Detroit. 32 other sailors were on board. Pickens Mather Captain Zeeland says they've been trying to contact the Devick all day and hadn't heard from her since Sunday. Two other vessels were aground south of Muskegon, Michigan, on Lake Michigan, among them the 253-foot pulpwood cutter, the Novadoc, which is also feared lost. The Coast Guard is waiting for the gales to subside before launching a search for the Novadoc, which carries a crew of 19 men. They report seeing men on board stranded as waves whipped against her. Two smashed lifeboats have floated ashore. Little Point Sable Lighthouse keeper reported seeing the Novadoc lights at 7:30 last night, but soon after the lights disappeared. The Novadoc was built in 1928, was sailing from Chicago to its home port of Fort William, Ontario. In southern Lake Michigan, two fishing tugs are missing. The tugs Indian and Richard H. are feared lost, with their crews totaling 8 men. The car ferry City of Flint is aground off Ludington, but the Coast Guard has rescued its crew. Two vessels in upper Lake Michigan are asking for aid from the Coast Guard. The 444-foot freighter, the Frank Billings, reports her pilot house blown away, the helmsman injured, and the radio room flooded. The 450-foot freighter, the Canute, reports both of her anchors are dragging after damage to her rudder and propeller. And the tanker Justin C. Allen is adrift with a broken rudder cable between St. Joseph and South Haven in lower Lake Michigan. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more news on this terrible storm.
Old-timers here say they've never seen anything like it. Not since 1913 has this kind of damage been done to so many ships at once. And since the storm is still in its fury, we won't know the fate of these ships and crews until tomorrow. The steamer Devick regularly called on the Duluth Superior port. It was last loaded with iron ore in Superior October 6th at Great Northern Docks in Eloise. While many vessels are riding out this gale in the safety of the Twin Ports Harbor, 10 ships are waiting outside the port, unable to come in. Ships' masters are afraid their vessels will be tossed against the piers at the Duluth or Superior entries if they sail into port. One ship, worse for the wear, made it in and docked at noon. The 400-foot automobile carrier Crescent City pulled into the Duluth terminal. 10 cars were swept off her decks on Lake Superior. Crescent City Captain William McCool says this is the worst storm of the first half of this century on Lake Superior. He recalled the storm of 1913 that capsized a freighter Price on Lake Huron. But he says, quoting now, the severity of that storm was almost insignificant as compared to last night. Owned by Nicholson Universal Company, Captain McCool says more of the 385 cars on board would have been lost, except they knew bad weather was coming, so they put most of the cars on the lower decks, not the open-air upper deck. Inbound from Detroit, Captain McCool says they lost 10 Packards, Chryslers, and Buicks, swept overboard on Lake Superior. The barometer dropped to 28.06. The captain says when the barometer gets that low over the ocean, they know a typhoon has hit, Lou.
All shipping was tied up in Ashland because of the storm. Gale force winds were recorded in Shawamigan Bay. The temperature dropped to 14 degrees and 2 inches of snow fell. The steamer Colonel Pickens was overdue to reach Ashland, but the hope is that it has simply been delayed or took refuge from the storm. 5 people on a duck hunting trip in the Mississippi River are missing and feared lost. One member of the party was frozen to death. Dozens of hunters were caught unaware as this storm raged across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. Winds were clocked at 80 miles an hour in Wisconsin, 65 miles an hour in Chicago, 63 miles an hour as far south as St. Louis. Superiorites are handling the storm the best they can. Many are without power as electrical lines have been snapped by the ice and the wind. The storm is coming on the heels of a protracted spell of unusually nice autumn weather. The U.S. Weather Bureau reports the lowest reading of barometric pressure since they started keeping track 70 years ago in 1870. The barometer reading was 27.5 inches of pressure. Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties all fared about the same with slippery roads. Even though only 4 inches of snow fell, there were high drifts all along storefronts on Tower Avenue because of the severe wind. All rural schools were ordered closed by Superintendent Miss Vera Renstrand. Superior East and Central High Schools were open, but absenteeism was very high. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Now Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
Indeed I have, Lou, and thank you. Here's a phrase you hear quite a bit these days. Great not to have to shift. What's that mean? Well, it means the new 1941 DeSoto, you now get full automatic shifting for all normal driving. Fluid drive, it's called. Forget your clutch. Stop shifting. New 41 DeSoto has fluid drive. Check it out at Carlson Motor Company in Superior, the 1941 DeSoto. It's a great one. Oh, and just a little tease here. Tune in Major Bose Hour, Columbia Network, Thursdays 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Carlson Motor Company, 1215 Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. See the car today.
Great troops have fascist troops in full retreat. We begin our shortwave war news roundup from Athens.
This is Athens, Greece. Louis Lochner here. You could say that the Greeks are crowding the heels of fleeing fascists. Greek troops are routing Mussolini's Italian corps, which 3 weeks ago attacked without provocation the people of Greece. Now, the high command in Athens reports shattered fascist forces retreating in disorder. Greek mountain troops and cavalry routed the Italians, taking many prisoners. Soldiers of Italy's crack Alpine unit are mostly dead or captured, with the few remaining fleeing into the Pindus Mountains. The high command also reports panic behind Italian lines. As the Greek forces move quickly ahead, these troops are making a thrust into Albania, hoping to complete the rout of fascist forces. In Athens, this is Louis Lochner reporting.
British planes made daylight bombing raids on a submarine base in Lorient, France yesterday. The RAF also raided Nazi airdromes in Brest and San Malo in occupied France. The German High Command says that 22 RAF planes were shot down yesterday by Italian and German fighter planes in the battle for Britain. U.S. Ambassador to France William Bullitt is resigning. In a letter to President Roosevelt, Mr. Bullitt says that he can better serve his country if he's allowed to write and speak as he pleases. He's under restrictions in Vichy, France. He has also expressed interest in becoming ambassador to Great Britain. replacing Ambassador Joseph Kennedy, who is also resigning. Douglas County Clerk Steve Gray has released reports from last week's sheriff's election. It shows re-elected Sheriff Frank Carlson spent $184, while challenger Art Sedin spent $163.
Wow! The price of getting elected is going through the roof, Lou.
In assembly races, re-elected Representative Elmer Peterson spent $53, while Frank Sheehan spent $67 and A.D. Weldon $75. And finally, Jack, the ice and snow forced the VFW in Rice Lake to call off its annual pancake-eating contest yesterday.
It's not an armistice day in Rice Lake without the pancake-eating contest.
Defending champ 17-year-old Raymond Houston only lives 7 miles from Rice Lake, but he got snowed in and couldn't make it. They only got about 2 inches of snow there, but a 35-mile-an-hour wind has heaped the snow into mountainous drifts. Right there, Jack.
Well, that's pretty much the story around Upper Wisconsin and Minnesota. This storm began yesterday afternoon and hasn't let up yet. The forecast from the United States Weather Bureau for this Tuesday, November the 12th, 1940, says the snow has let up, but the wind remains strong out of the northeast, with gales still posted on Lake Superior. The thermometer will drop to zero tonight, folks. So between the wind and the cold, it'll be dangerous to go outside tonight. Engineer Joe has been outside working on the tower for a couple of hours. I hope the little guy is okay. Skinny people get cold pretty easy and get blown off of towers, too. So let's warm you up with some swinging music, friends. Here's Les Brown and his band of renown with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm on the Martin and McKenna Show. That's a favorite written by Irving Berlin, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Not a bad thought. Les Brown and his band of renown on station KUWS. There are some smashing values for saving shoppers at the 7th Street Market in Superior, friends. Founded by Joe Ansell in 1917, the 7th Street Market has the best prices in your favorite meats. Now, good quality economy steaks are there. Sirloin or shortcuts are just 17 cents a pound. Round steak is a little more expensive, but still reasonable at 19 cents a pound. Get ham, veal, and bacon, all for just 23 cents a pound. And fresh ground beef, 10 cents per pound for hamburger folks. The holidays are here, too. The 7th Street Market has the best turkeys in town. And the best lutefisk, too. It's genuine Norwegian lutefisk, not Japanese. And they deliver. 7th Street Market, 705 Tower Avenue in Superior. And stop by Newberry's lunch counter to get a complete turkey dinner with all the trimmings, including dessert and a beverage for the low, low price of just, you're right, 25 cents. That's a Newberry's department store in Superior.
Say, Jack, have you seen Joe?
Last I heard, he was going to try to climb up the tower and knock some of the ice off the antenna. Something about an electrical surge that could kick back to the transmitter. I wouldn't want to be a station engineer for anything today.
Let's back up a bit. What did he mean, electrical surge that could kick back to the transmitter?
Well, you know how engineers are, Lou. Everything's life and death with them. Okay, kids, what say we crank it up a bit with this hit from the 1940 hit parade with the Merry Macs, Mersey Doats on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon,
and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune. Mersey Doats and nosy doats and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. Mersey Doats and nosy doats and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. If the words sound clear and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey Doats and nosy doats and little lambsy divey. Oh, Mersey Doats and nosy doats and little lambsy divey, a giddly divey do wouldn't do, a giddly divey do wouldn't do.
Mersey
Doats and nosy
doats and little
lambsy divey,
a giddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
Mersey Doats and nosy
doats and little
lambsy divey,
a giddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
If the words sound queer, funny to your ear, a little bit mumbled and tumbled and jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey Doats, nosy doats, little lambs eat ivy.
Mersey
Doats and nosy
doats and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
Ooh, a kiddly divey do wouldn't you.
That's the Merry Macs, Mersey Doats, on station KUWS. And that's a big hit, folks.
How long has Joe been up in the tower?
Ah, he's fine. Did you hear about the veterans who came up from Lake Nabagaman and Poplar for the Armistice Day celebration at the VFW last night? They're stuck here in the storm, just like we had to spend the night here at this radio station. They had to curl up on Davenports and chairs for the night at the VFW.
Word from the Highway Department, Conrad Hansen, is that driving conditions northward and eastward of Superior are hopeless. State police are turning back people trying to leave Duluth along the old Miller Trunk Highway to Hibbing. In spite of all this, Superior schools were open today. Superintendent William Davies said that buses were running. He also said that if he closed schools this storm, people would expect schools to be closed every storm.
Just because ships are afraid to leave port in this storm doesn't mean little Bobby and Debbie can't get to school. We don't want to raise a generation of wimps.
I hear someone stomping his boots out of the lobby. Oh, maybe it's Joe.
Maybe it's Superintendent Davies. Superintendents don't like to be made fun of or hear sentences that end with the word of. On with the music. Here's Shep Fields and his Ripplin Rhythm Orchestra and that old-time feeling on the Martin and McKenna Show.
You danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
That's Shep Fields and his Ripplin' Rhythm Orchestra with that old-time feeling right here on station KUWS.
Hey there, guys. Well, I heard you talking about me on the radio, so I come on over.
This is station engineer Joe Gardonio. You look all right, Joe. We were getting a little concerned.
Yeah, I noticed Jack wasn't too worried, but thanks, Lou.
You don't look any the worse for wear. I think it'd be pretty hairy stuff up on an icy tower with gale force winds and near zero temperature.
In fact, you do look a little warm. You look too good to have been up on that icy tower blown around by those gales.
What? Are you nuts? You think I'm nuts? You must think I'm nuts. What on earth ever gave you that idea?
Well, your theories on space and time travel.
Your thoughts on things like death rays and earthquake-making equipment.
Well. The way you always wear the same shirt every day.
The way you mumble to yourself when you think that no one's around.
Oh, how about the way I say belly button lint? Hey.
Belonging to a group called ERP. Engineers rule the planet.
Well, okay, besides those things then. That just makes me quirky is all, and lovable. But I'd really have to be nuts to climb that icy tower in this storm. I tell you, I got about 5 feet up that ladder, and I couldn't get a grip with my feet or my hands. Oh, I'd have been a goner for certain if I'd tried to go up the other 395 feet. Oh, but I didn't give up. No, siree, Bob. No, I got my trusty slingshot and hurled some rocks toward that antenna. I figure I could knock the ice off that way. The one thing I forgot about was gravity. What goes up must come down. Oh, and those rocks came down, so I stopped before I did any more damage.
Any more damage?
You drive that old 33 DeSoto, don't you, Jack?
I love that car.
That's okay. It's just got a little ding on the hood and trunk. Well, you shouldn't park in the line of fire there, buddy.
That's the second time I've done that this week.
So I spent the last couple hours drinking coffee with the boys at the Black Cat, and oh, it's nice and warm in there. Had some good chow, too. Hey, I brought back some good hot black bean and chicken soup and some hot biscuits and ham.
All is forgiven. Now let's hear from one of our favorites. Russ Morgan and his orchestra, and there goes that song again on the Hungry Martin and McKenna Winter Storm Show.
Call it our serenade. We fell in love when we heard it played over and over and over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line over and over and over and over, and then we drifted apart. You walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listen just starts me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said so long. But I was wrong, there goes that song again.
There goes that song again, by Russ Morgan and his orchestra, with old Rusty doing the singing himself.
I have some good news. Amidst all the tragedy on this Armistice Day of the 1940 storm, one of the missing Lakers, the freighter, the L.C. Hanna, feared missing on Lake Superior in this terrible storm, has just reported itself safe, riding out the storm in Thunder Bay on Lake Huron. The L.C. Hanna is bound for Superior. So far, 18 sailors are known dead, and 67 others are missing.
Our thoughts and prayers certainly do go out to all these sailors and their families tonight. We know there are many living here at the head of the lakes.
I tell you this, guys, those sailors are tough, and the Coast Guard men are brave ones. Mark my words, tomorrow we'll hear a big heroic rescue saving the day, you betcha.
Lou will be back tomorrow with more details and hopefully more good news about the fate of these ships. For Lou Martin.
And engineer in charge, Joe Gordonio.
This is Jack McKenna wishing you all a very good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Don Hansen, All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.